Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief from December the 11th, 2025. My name is David Clark, one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright. Yesterday's action positive for most equity indices we follow on the video here. S&P equal weight, Russell 2000 leading the way to the upside, developed and emerging markets in positive territory. U.S. dollar and gold only things we saw in negative territory for the day. Major chart changes from yesterday's action. We did see the Russell 2000 move above 2560 there, marking a new all-time high. High, clearing that prior high from October. And as for the S&P 500, finally returning to a buy signal with a double top break there at 6,900, matching its all-time highs. Did see short-term indicator action as improvement for stocks above their 50-day moving average led to the reversal into X's on the 10-week for the NYSE. Here, saw some other 10 weeks reverse into X's as well. But worth it, watching some relative strength indicators. This is the RS and X's for the S&P Small Cap 600. We saw it reverse into X's following yesterday's action, showing that we're seeing some of those small cap names show relative performance versus the S&P equal weight. Worth bearing in mind, we also saw the S&P Mid Cap 400 RS and X's chart reverse back into X's prior to the small cap one. So seeing some of those smaller names at least begin to see some relative outperformance versus the S&P equal weight. Moving on to individual names this morning, Oracle, after reporting earnings yesterday, shares are down after AI spending fears have sort of been stoked again. At this point, we're seeing shares down to 194, showing the potential of moving to a sell signal. We'll watch that bullish support line there as it'll fall at 192. Move below 190 would take it out. So there's a couple price levels you can look for, and we still have that recent November low there at 186 for ORCL. Broadcom earnings upcoming later, still maintaining a buy signal currently near highs there after breaking a double top for a second buy signal at 408 with yesterday's action. Current support there at 372, as well as noticeable support there at 328 to 332. Last but not least, Lululemon earnings also upcoming later today. Has been a zero for Fiverr, but over November, December, we've seen some improvement out of the stock. Three consecutive buy signals reversing up into X's yesterday. Will move above 192 would be a fourth consecutive buy signal. We'll really see it work back towards that trend line there. So, well, not currently showing a strong technical picture. One may be worth keeping an eye on as it sort of seemed to found some low levels here around and support there at 160 and is at least beginning to build some action off of there. May keep an eye out for how earnings may pan out later today. But that'll wrap us up for today. As always, if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.